This is a fast-paced world. You have a very busy schedule. You have an OR that's totally full and anesthesia has put you on hold. So what are you gonna do with that time? Do you have time to read the entire issue of JBJS? Well, I'm not really sure. Do you have the time to do that plus everything else that's at you in this world at this time? Perhaps not, in which case you should be listening to Your Cases on Hold podcast from JBJS, co-hosted by myself, Andrew Schoenfeld, and my colleague,
Antonia Chen. And I roped into this fun podcast. How did you come up with this great idea?
Right. I definitely tricked you into joining me as the co-host for this podcast. And you did it out of a sense of obligation, probably because you felt bad for me, which I don't blame you. But now you're stuck and probably regretting it every day.
I'm loving every moment.
The idea behind the podcast is that we are living in a world where there's more and more research-based information coming out at every second, seems like, and people are just overwhelmed with just regular clinical responsibilities, let alone the time that they need to work through all of this data and research-based information that is coming out exponentially. So I thought if we could put together a podcast, it would really help the community where we could cut all the articles in each issue of JBJS, give you kind of a heads up, do it in a fun, entertaining, informative, and exciting way with a lot of enthusiasm and all sorts of Easter eggs and pop culture references. And then those individuals who say, hey, that article sounds really interesting, then you could go and read it or you could check it out on the website. So that was basically the idea. I'm wondering why you continue to agree to do this with me.
I have to admit, it's fun to critique, it's fun to banter, and it's fun to discuss research in a different light. You know, we're so used to just reading things, talking about p-values and stuff like that. Now we're actually getting to the nitty-gritty thanks to your methodology and some of the clinical relevance from both of us, and being able to take that to a new level, we can actually make research fun again, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's trying to make research fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And it's a great way to stay plugged in while you're on the commute, at the gym, on a run, and obviously when your case is on hold. There's no better time.
So tune on in for fun pop culture and banter that goes on for at least half an hour or up to half an hour.
Sometimes more.
And where can you find us?
JBJS.org, Apple, Spotify, basically any place where you can get your podcasts.
So tune on in, like us, and we'll see you guys soon.